When research chemist Brian was made redundant, he and wife Jill decided to embark on one last adventure en route to retirement. They gambled all their life savings on the 23-bedroom Key West Hotel. They expected to be running an attractive family hotel, but the families weren't forthcoming. The phone rang, but not with the clientele they craved. To fill the empty rooms, Brian and Jill were forced to turn to the stag and hen market, juggling them with turkey and tinsel coach parties. They're trapped, and the Key West has become a weight around their necks. Instead of easing them into an early retirement, the Key West is accelerating Brian to an early grave. Beverly Allott was employed for her role to care and protect. She did the exact opposite. Behind the facade of her nursing duties, she set about callously killing those who couldn't protect themselves. Child after child was collapsing on the ward. Her colleagues and the families were unaware they had a cold-hearted killer amongst them. Ward 4, Grantham Hospital. Five-month-old Paul Crampton has been on the ward for 3 days, having been admitted with a bad chest. But as Paul is given his routine drug treatment, nurses noticed a change in his condition.